Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Good evening and welcome to the Coco Express Show for Wednesday, February 27th, 2013. I'm your host, Aurelia Lyles, and we have a very special show today. I feel like family is coming back to visit again. A couple of weeks ago, we had Angela Spivey and Pastor Dwayne Harvey on the show, and they were talking about their experience at the Stella Awards. And at that time, they mentioned that they would have a new single coming out, and I said, please come back when your single is available so that my listeners can get in on the amazing music. Well, time waits for no one, and progress happens so quickly because their single came out, and they're back to join us to discuss their single. And I'm so happy about that as well. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you guys back. Welcome back.
Thank you. Right. Glad to be back.
That's good. That's good. That happened so fast. It just seems like yesterday we were talking.
Well, God is good, and the record company is on top of things, and we had to get a new single with Angela Spivey out there for the world to enjoy. We're taking her back to her roots, that good old traditional foot-stomping gospel with I Wanna Be Ready.
Oh, yes, yes. And I want to play it for our listeners, and we can discuss it after they hear it, because it is great, okay?
All right.
Come on, put your hands together if you want to be ready when Jesus comes. I want to be ready, yeah.
Yeah,
I want to be ready.
Powerful. I love it. Love, love it.
Great. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, we'll start with Pastor Harvey. How did this song come about, the same way the others?
Yeah, I started singing this song in church one Sunday. I Want to Be Ready When Jesus Come, and the congregation just grabbed the song, and I said, Angie has to sing this song because that's what embodies Angie. If you meet her, she is always the same genuine yeah. person who loves the Lord everywhere she goes. I've never seen her act any different. And as we talk, she's always working to be ready when Jesus comes. So it fit her to the T, and I was glad to have penned it for her to sing. She does a marvelous job on the song.
Oh, amazing. And how did you feel doing this song?
Oh, well, I mean, it not only did it bless me, but I had fun with it, you know. And, you know, when you talk about being ready when Jesus comes, and one of my desires is to be caught up in the rapture. You know, when it says when the thunder cracks the sky, we'll meet up up on high. I want to be ready when Jesus comes. So I just love the Lord, and I just love how God inspired Pastor Harvey to pin the songs that really fits me and my testimony, you know. So I'm so grateful to be the one singing that one.
Well, I can feel your spirit all up in that song.
Hallelujah.
That is amazing, amazing. Now, is this part of an album?
Yes, it's part of He Keeps His Promise album.
Okay, okay, so it's part of He Keeps His Promise album?
Great. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's excellent. Excellent. I mean, when I heard it, I had my daughter listening to it as well, and she was like, oh, I really like that. So it is reaching out to a lot of people. So they're going to, they're if they don't already love it, when they hear it, they're going to love it as much as I do.
I'm doing it for you.
Oh, that's wonderful. We're glad that a song like that reaches so many. When people are saying traditional gospel is gone, we're glad to pen a song that's traditional in nature but has such a strong meaning and reaches not only the old but the young as well. I think there's some great instrumentation, and we have some young producers working with me, and they were able to bring a younger flavor to traditional gospel, which makes the song go over very well.
Oh, great. That is excellent. And when you're creating and crafting all these different kinds of songs and stuff, do you think of, like some people – think of one particular audience. So you try to use or view a broader base audience when you're doing this.
Well, see, because I don't sit down and just create songs. Most of my songs come in my services, and whoever's there, it comes to meet the need of the people who are in the services, and my services are filled with the young and the old. So whoever the song is, God sending the song to will meet the need at that time. It's who's blessed, and I don't think there's an age limit on any of my songs. They just come during the services to meet the need of the people who are in the service.
Oh, my. Okay. That is excellent. And where is your church located again?
We're in Tallahassee, Florida, the Greater Blessings Tabernacle of Praise, while Angie is pastoring now, I'm announcing for her, up in Chicago at First Corinthians Missionary Baptist Church.
Okay.
I don't think she was
pastoring the last time we were on the phone.
No, I wasn't. God bless you, Pastor.
Oh, congratulations. Excellent.
Thank you.
Oh, progress. I mean, wow. That is excellent. So the song is part of the album, He Keeps His Promise, which is also the song that got you nominated for the Stellar Awards, correct?
Amen. Correct. We're grateful for the nomination. We thank God for the nomination. Yes.
Oh, that is just amazing. And I wanted to have you guys back because I wanted to play the single, because I said, come on back when it's out, because I just love having you guys on the show. You're just such a great inspiration to me. And just speaking with you just lifts me up. And I just enjoy being in the aura of you two.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you.
Well, we enjoy being with you. Anybody who can help us get this gospel music out and promote this thing out, we are happy to talk to.
Oh, great.
Amen.
Yes, and I've already sent it out to my friends to let them listen to it as well. So I'm sure they're going to love it as much as I do. And I just wanted to make sure that I took some time out to kind of like promote the song for you guys. And I know that you're both on a really tight schedule today, so I don't want to kind of hold you up too much, but I would like to say that at any other time you want to come back, you're more than welcome to come back and sit and chat. And Pastor Harvey, there was something that you mentioned about the stories that need to be told that aren't being told. And hopefully one day we can really sit down and talk about some of those wonderful stories that you have on your television show.
Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to. There's more to Angela Spivey than you even know, and some of the great people I've interviewed over the years that you really have to sit and talk to her about a testimony, talk to her about her life, talk to her about her growing up, and even talk to her about her current ordeal, how she's having to deal with Alzheimer's and her father, which
Amen.
I think the entire black community needs to hear. Because a lot of times we shun stuff like that and don't
yeah.
make it so public where we are caught off guard and don't know how to deal with things when they hit the families. But here's a pastor who's been affected and a pastor's daughter who's had to step in as pastor
yeah.
and deal with that. It's a story that needs to be told, not only for our community, but all around the world.
Great.
Amen.
Well, I would love to have both of you come back and either together or individually and sit down and chat with you, because I'm sure what you have to say can probably minister to a great many people. And I'm sure my listeners would really benefit from just sitting down and listening to you chat with us.
God bless you. Yes. Be glad to do it. Amen.
That's great. That's great. So I just want to tell you guys, thank you so much for dropping in and spending some time with me and sharing your new single. And I will definitely keep my ear out and see what's going on with you guys. And please keep in contact with me so that we can schedule a time to have you guys come back and we can really sit down and chat.
Yes.
No problem. We love you. Thanks for all that you do for us.
Oh, love you guys, too. Thank you so much for taking the time out. It is a blessing for me to have you.
God bless you.
You, too. Thank you. So have a good one. Thanks again for joining us.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, everyone, that was the amazing Pastor Angela Spivey and the wonderful, his talent is just unbound, Pastor Dwayne Harvey. They were able to join us. They both had some really tight schedules, and I wanted to be able to have some time with them so that I could just share their CD, their new release, and let you know that when I say to my guests that come on the show, if anything else is coming up, please, by all means, stop on by and drop in and let us know. And that's exactly what it is that I did for you guys tonight, because I wanted you to hear this. We're going to have a busy month of March. We're not even out of February yet. We still have some time in February. We have to kind of get through with our shows, but we're going to have a busy month of March as well, so please, by all means, take the time and opportunity to come sit with us and listen to our shows. They're beneficial, they're entertaining, they're funny, they're fun, they're inspiring, and they're educational, and that's important. We need to continue to learn and grow. As I say in my intro, listen, learn, and live, that's exactly what it is we hope that you do. And I used to say, coin the phrase, when I did the show initially, I believe I started it on Paradigm Shifters, and I would say we planted the seed, now it's up to you. And that's exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to just plant a seed of good thoughts, good vibes, good people, good options and opportunities for you, just to make sure that you know that there are ways that you can handle and manage and do things and have things and be a better you. No one can tell you how or what to do. However, the options are being given to you. Know that you have options. You always have options. You always have opportunities. They're always out there, and no one can keep them from you or you from them. On that note, I'm just going to say, please join us on Saturday. We're going to be doing a show in regards to the Division III basketball school situation with the athletes. We always hear about Division I and II. Division 1 and 2 plastered all over the television set, and we know how they roll. We know how their careers happen and what happens with them, but we need to see the other side of it. There's always another side to everything. We need to see what happens to the other division schools that don't get all of the recognition and fame that some schools do. And there are some Division 3 schools that have excellent players, and they have an excellent program, and they get a lot of recognition, but not to the larger scale as Division I and II. So hopefully the coaches will come out, and they'll chat with me, and we can discuss that. Then on Monday, we're going to have an amazing woman. She is one of the legendary models. She's a runway model. She's been on Vogue magazine. She's been in Vogue magazine. She's been on the cover of the magazine. She's just an amazing, amazing woman. And she is also now giving back in ways that we don't even really truly understand. And she's going to share that with us, and that's just going to be a great show. Then we're going to have an indie film project that I would love to share with you. This project is so nice, and I think it's an amazing opportunity for you to get in on the ground floor on a movie that could possibly make it to the box office, and you could probably help them get there. And I think that would be an excellent, excellent opportunity for you to sit and join us and learn more about Miss Dominga Martin. And, whew, it keeps going, doesn't it? We have Real Estate Straight Talk. Then we'll have Paradigm Shifters. Then we'll have You, the Best Invention Ever. And I believe we may be live on two of those shows. I'm not exactly sure which ones yet, but we may be live, and it's going to be interesting. We're going to try to give you as much as we can and feed you as much as information as we can. And if you, our listeners, have any shows, any show ideas you would love us to do, something you would love to hear or learn more about, please, by all means, take the time out to drop us a line and let us know. You can reach us on the website, which I get the emails that are sent to me, and it's the Coco Express. No, it's thecocoexpress.com. So it's www.thecocoexpress.com. Please, I get the emails and I respond to them. And I've had some talent on the show as guests who have responded to me via the website. And I just love having these people come on. And no guest is boring. All my guests are interesting. I don't care. There is something interesting about everyone. Everyone possesses something wonderful, beautiful, interesting. Now, I'm going to go now because it's time. But I would like to thank each and every one of you for taking the time out to be supportive to the show and to our guests and their various projects. I do have one show that I did not release yet that I will be sending out via email. And it's an amazing woman. Her name is Bree Cooper. She was on the show with us earlier this month, and she is an opera singer. And I have to tell you, not only is she just a bright star shining brightly, her heart and her she's just such the beauty that comes out of not only her voice but her persona is just amazing. And I will be sending that one out via email to a lot of folks. And if you wait like a week or so, it'll be available on the Blog Talk Radio Coco Express Show listings as well for you to listen to. So please check that out as well. Her voice is amazing. So I think, once again, I'm going to say it again, I think that's it for me. And I just want to say to each and every one of you, please have a wonderful, wonderful evening and an amazing day. Take care of yourselves. Be good to yourselves as well. And I will be chatting to you real soon. Really? Chatting at you, chatting to you. Yeah, they're both one and the same when it comes to this. I love you guys. Bye.
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.